Good morning. I have only a couple of announcements, which is, I think, good not to have too many to begin with. And one of them is that the companion book to our book, Spiritual Ecology, we have another 10 copies. We had, and they quickly went out at halftime yesterday, last week. So they are $11 for that book, if you wish. It's a practical handbook to practices that in some way help our bodies get into what our minds are engaging with here. As I begin and have this wonderful task, a wonderful opportunity of introducing Alice to you all for the third speaker. We know already that Alice has changed for the sake that Lisa and Wolf weren't able to make today's presentation. So right off the bat, thank you, Alice, for that flexibility. There's a little irony going on in the idea that I would introduce Alice to you, because many of you have known Alice and known Alice in this capacity of breaking open the good news twice as long as I have known her. But the introduction is also a ritual. And one of the parts of the ritual is that it allows a gathering to come, the people who are coming in still now, to come and find their places before we are able to be fully embodied, fully present for this material. In talking about Alice, I would like to think of it as talking about Alice's longevity, her depth, and her breadth, all on behalf of Word and Life. In terms of longevity, 37 years she has been involved with this program. Quite amazing. In 1998, even though she was already involved with this and with many things in the church, her sense that this material needs a depth of understanding. She, I guess it would have been 2 years before that you went to Marymount to begin for the master's program in adult spirituality, a 2-year program. And then she returned, and not only did she bring her depth of understanding during those years, but she also was a founding member of a program in adult spirituality held at the Franciscan Renewal Center. I know that's where I became aware of it, because I had never even heard of Word and Life back then. So how many of you have known Alice from the Franciscan Renewal Center? Among things, her interest in the Renewal Center was the emphasis on a contemplative practice of silence as being an experiential place to live what we read and think and hear about. And so that will be given some particular attention by Alice as she begins. So if you have more shifting of papers to do, do it during my time, okay, so that you can be 100% present. Then there's been some amazing work, I think, in the church, in the Catholic Church. I know we are open to a much larger group, but some of the amazing work has been the work beginning with Teilhard de Chardin, who had to do his work simply sort of sub rosa in silence, because his own superiors recognized the church wasn't ready yet for what Teilhard had to say. But these programs, like this program at Franciscan Center, was very much ready to share the good news that of the deep connectivity that we have with the earth. What I'd like to do is ask Alice to come up and for Tom to lead us in the second part of the ritual. My part of the ritual was, y'all come on in. And then the second part of the ritual of introduction is the blessing of the speaker, and then that finally the turning over of the podium to the speaker.